Commentator Ed Cullen says people where he lives in South Louisiana love a hurricane as long as it misses them. The ones that hit become part of family lore.
An unnamed storm, hurricanes weren't named until 1953, is known in my family as the hurricane that almost killed Mildred, my mother, or the storm in which my Uncle Floyd saved my Aunt Aggie and a statue of the Virgin Mary. My mother was an infant, asleep on a bed in front of a brick fireplace. As the house began to shake hard, someone picked up Mildred and headed for the back door. Walls and roof began to part, and the chimney fell across the bed, where seconds before my mother had slumbered. In the kitchen, my Aunt Aggie was begging Floyd to put down a large statue of the Virgin Mary to pick her up. Floyd had scooped up the statue from its place in the living room during his nervous pacing. "Hold me, Floyd!" Aggie cried as the roof began to lift. Floyd, holding his baby sister under one arm and the Virgin Mary under the other, made for the back door, jumped down the steps, ran across the yard, and hurdled a fence. The height of the fence varies depending on who's telling the story. It's a safe bet the leap would have qualified for the Olympics. People who live in hurricane country don't wish hurricanes on anyone, but the beatings we've taken from the big storms let us appreciate the suspense of trying to guess where a hurricane will hit. Late on the evening of August 25, 1992, I walked away from a birthday party in my honor to look at the leafy limbs of a big gum tree waving over the house. Hurricane Andrew had torn up Florida 2 days earlier and was now drawing a bead on the Louisiana coast. By the next morning, it seemed certain that Baton Rouge, too, would remember Andrew. Less than 80 miles from the Gulf of Mexico at the closest point, Baton Rouge was without electricity for almost a week. Chainsaws screamed from early morning until dark as work crews cleared downed trees from houses, streets, telephone, and power lines. On our street, we spent the hours of daylight getting ready for the night, pulling defrosting food from our freezers, steaks, seafood, frozen vegetables, breads, and soups. We cooked on charcoal grills in our front yards. Dinner moved from house to house each night. We followed our noses to the next feast. Each morning, my wife and I made coffee on a propane stove on the deck and ate defrosting English muffins heated on the burner rings. Shane and Amy, neighbors who were sleeping in a tent in their backyard, would smell the coffee and walk over, Amy wrapped in a sheet. For years, any talk of Andrew was sure to include a mention of English muffins and those morning get-togethers on our deck. Hurricane season starts June 1st and runs through November. It's a time of wary watching and reliving other storms we've known. People on the Gulf and Atlantic coasts know August and September is dangerous months. Camille was an August hurricane, and Betsy arrived in September. Each did an estimated $1 billion damage. A hurricane killed between 6,000 and 8,000 people in Galveston, September 8, 1900, and a storm known as the Hurricane of Independence killed an estimated 4,000 people from North Carolina to Nova Scotia in September 1776. There are dozens of other hurricanes of recent vintage no one remembers unless the storms hit them. The hurricane season is young. There are storm stories waiting to be told. Don't start to breathe easily, and do not get cocky.
Ed Cullen is a columnist for the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.